That's what we do in the Business Leader Spotlight. Let me introduce you to Kim Roach, the founder of the Starlight House in Paradise Valley, our Business Leader Spotlight on this Wednesday morning. Kim, Mark Asher, good morning. How you doing?
Hi, Mark. Such a pleasure to be with you this morning. Thank you for the opportunity to share something that I'm sure will be novel and interesting to your listeners.
I agree. I was going to say this is going to be a lot of Kim talking, not a lot of Mark talking. But I will try to set you up. All right, so let's go back. Your background, I mentioned, a lot of yoga background, and I think you went on a trip, and I don't know when because I don't want to. It was on your 40th birthday, but then I'm going to tell everyone how old you are if you tell me how many years ago that was. So you went on a trip to Bali. Tell me what happened when you went there.
I had this amazing. I went on a 40th birthday trip to Bali and had the pleasure of doing my first light, sound, and vibration therapy, and it just blew me away, the power of what's called brainwave entrainment. Most people think of light therapy these days as being red light therapy, which is amazing on its own, but this is a little different. It's called brainwave entrainment, and I was just really floored by its ability to really put me into different states of consciousness and connect with myself in a deeper way. And I just became very passionate about bringing these back to the U.S., which took quite a few years because of the pandemic and delays in the whole process. But, you know, the timing seems just right because we are in a world that is filled with so much chaos right now. I think our executives especially are feeling, you know, so much uncertainty in the markets and things happening. And these sessions really give them the opportunity to get out of fight or flight, which, you know, most of us are experiencing on a daily basis, being so connected to our phones and technology. And so really trying to use this as a way to hone our intuition is really powerful and get us into a more calm down that nervous system. So I was first introduced to these over in Bali, and we opened about 2.5 years ago and work with a wide variety of people, but executives are definitely a group of people that come to me often looking, like I said, to reduce their stress and anxiety, but also to use these sessions as a way to start thinking out of the box. They can really help to stir creativity and novel problem solving. So it's a great way to use it. And let me know if you want me to go explain a little bit more as to what it actually entails.
I do have some questions, so we'll go there. Kim Roach, the founder of the Starlight House in Paradise Valley, our guest here in the Business Leader Spotlight. So you have what are called vibe sessions, right? So,
correct.
All right. And what are we trying to stimulate exactly? And don't lose me here to medical terms.
Okay. Yeah. So if they're very immersive. So we're coupling the brainwave entrainment with sacred sounds. These are called solfeggio frequencies. They've been around for over 100 years and are very calming to our nervous system. And then you're feeling the vibration of those frequencies as well. So together, we are stimulating what's known as the pineal gland, which is just a little rice-sized gland that's between the two hemispheres of the brain. And unfortunately, it is not protected by the blood-brain barrier. And so it's really toxins are in our environment, and namely fluoride, that calcifies this gland. And why that's so important is because not only do we produce our melatonin there, so of course sleep regulation seems to be a huge problem for a lot of people, but it also is where we endogenously produce DMT, and it's also, you know, what's known as the seat of the soul. So that's what connects us to our higher self, higher thinking. And so when this gland becomes calcified, we can be much more influenced by, you know, group consciousness or other people's thoughts and opinions and think they're their own. So by stimulating this gland, we can help regulate the sleep cycles and also help you to draw in intuitive wisdom that can be difficult to find when we're in a state of fight or flight, something that meditation can also do with for you. But the really cool thing about using the light is that it allows us to more consistently and rapidly get there, where some people get frustrated and give up quickly in a meditation practice, this can help teach your brain how to get there quicker and easily, and so you can start to do it on your own as well.
Very interesting. Kim Roach, our guest this morning, founder of the Starlight House in Paradise Valley. We're talking a little bit about this. So give me, as you bring people in, right? I see, you know, business leaders, CEOs, men, women, you know, I would think at first they're hesitant, right? Like, I'm not doing this. I'm fine. This is hippie stuff, right? I mean, I'm sure right. You hear it all, right? So, but then if they do one of your vibe sessions, and how long do they last? Or were they about a half hour?
Yeah. So, yeah, you're actually on the bed about a half an hour. And yes, certainly people come in with different propensities. Some people think it's woo until they get on the bed and they just experience it for themselves. So obviously I can show them all the scientific data about how well getting into these different states of consciousness can help us. But really, it's your experience that matters. That's what keeps you going back to any kind of practice, workout routine, anything, is ultimately, how does it make you feel? And that's what I'm so mesmerized by, is every single person that gets off that bed, no matter how they started off, they are more relaxed. They seem like they can have a release. Oftentimes, I get people who are dealing with grief or other things as well. They finally feel this, like they can let go and get some relief. And then for people who might have a practice like meditation already, they really do come off that bed with exact messages for themselves or a new creative idea that they want to explore. So it can be super powerful.
Kim, let me ask you this. You know, the place is called the Starlight House, and, you know, we have names like that in town, not necessarily yours, but then it's in a strip mall, right? No, you're literally a house in Paradise Valley. So I just want to make sure people understand that, right?
Yeah. We have such a beautiful, quaint space. In fact, I get that feedback a lot of times from my clients, is that, you know, when we're doing this type of work, it does feel differently to go to a house. We're right underneath the mountain. It really is just like a beautiful little sanctuary, surrounded by beautiful plants and crystals and a lot of beautiful things. But it's really the science that people come here for. And so they feel just like, you know, they're going over to a dear friend's house and able to connect, relax, and get back into a positive mind state, because that's what makes the difference, right? Our routines every day makes the difference in who we become. And so these practices can really help to enhance what they do on a daily basis. And then they come back for a little reboot at our house. So yes, it is a house.
Very cool. All right, before I let you go, and I love that you've shared all of the stories, so good job there, Kim Roach, our guest, the founder of the Starlight House here in Arizona. Tell people where they could go, because the website's different, right? It's not Starlight House, isn't it? Something
it is. It's actually feelthefrequency.com, but if you do Google the Starlight House, we do come up as well.
There you go.
So you can follow us on social media, YouTube, but the website is really the best place to find out more about these sessions. Feelthefrequency.com.
Feelthefrequency.com, vibe sessions, BioWell sessions, psychedelics. We didn't even really get into all that. Which
Yeah, there's lots of things to explore.
Yeah, there's a lot. And I'll tell you what, now you got to come back. And we'll talk again.
Right,
maybe we'll hit the psychedelic stuff a little bit more. But
that would be fun.
Yeah, it's all online, feelthefrequency.com. And again, Kim Roach has been our guest this morning, offering a sanctuary of light, sound, vibrational medicine, doing a really, really cool thing here in the Valley. Kim, thanks for letting us shine the spotlight on you, and let's catch up soon, okay?
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate your time.
There you go. That is Kim Roach, the owner and founder of the Starlight House, literally a house in Paradise Valley. This is, you know, kind of next level, you know, relaxation, resetting, all that good stuff. And so if you're a little stressed as a business leader, check them out. Feelthefrequency.com. James, like, sounds like a good nap to me, right? If they start playing music and
I'd sleep like lights, a baby.
Yeah, well, it kind of looks like you do. I'm watching the videos online. I mean, you got the blanket on, you're laying in this bed and just kind of one of the beds almost looked like a water bed, to be quite honest. I think it was a water bed.
I want to go into one of like those deprivation pods where you can like lay in this water and
soundproof
and it's dark and just.
I'd be afraid I'd drown because I'd fall asleep. But anyway.
I don't think it's that deep.
I know, I'm joking.
Or maybe take a straw with you and just put it in your mouth.
A straw. A little snorkel. I'm here. You can walk in with your flip-flops or your
oxygen
fins
tank.
On. And yeah, looking like you're going scuba diving. All right. Don't forget, tomorrow we play more Stump the Chump, Salt and Lime. Mexican is our featured restaurant. And saltandlimeaz.com is their website. Salt and Lime Modern Mexican Grill. Fantastic food. Everyone loves Mexican food. And we got more of it to give away tomorrow on the program. So make sure you're tuned in.
Thanks
for
bringing me a burrito, by the way.
I did pick it up at like 1:30 yesterday.
And I was right here. I was right down
the
street.
No, you leave at 1.
I leave at 2 now.
Oh, well, you told me you left at 1.
I'll start leaving at 1:30 when the market closes at 1.
Got it. Anyway, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we got a little business of sports. Kevin Durant speaks out. We're going to talk about your Phoenix Suns a little on the business of sports. Stick around. This is the Wednesday edition of B4B.
And now, on Money Radio's Business for Breakfast show, it's time for the business of sports.
Time for a little BOS, the business of sports on this Wednesday morning. We're going to start with the NBA, Phoenix Suns. They were down by 23, I think, at one point last night.
Wow.
Yeah, and they come back and win 119-117. A lot of it had to do with Kevin Durant. He had a heck of a fourth quarter. I think he had 19 of his 34 points came in the fourth quarter. And there was a little interaction with him and Mike Budenholzer, the head coach of the Phoenix Suns. They were getting into it a little bit, and then Durant was on fire, and he comes off the court in a timeout, and he goes to Coach Bud goes to kind of grab his arm, and Durant does the yank it away kind of thing, and so they caught that on TNT.
Of course.
So that's all they were talking about. Durant talked about it afterwards, and he said that's what usually happens when you don't know the dynamics of a relationship. You catch something on TV, you get a quote, now you're pushing that narrative as if me and Bud don't do that blank all the time. We are competitive as two individuals who want to see things done the right way, and sometimes my way ain't the way that Bud want to do it, and vice versa. He allows me as a player on the team, a veteran on the team, to voice my opinion, so if we both didn't care, we would never have stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad that the win is going to sweep all that stupid stuff under the rug.
Jeez.
I'm not sure I'd buy that, man. This team,
they should not be losing. They should not be losing with the caliber of star power that's on that team. They shouldn't be losing. They shouldn't.
I know. It's just sometimes like these teams, they just don't. It just doesn't click.
Well, they don't jive together. Yeah,
and I think Durant, you know, has taken over as the star, even though this should be probably Booker's team. And I don't think Booker loves it, and maybe it's not always cracked up to be. I mean, look, Kevin Durant, when it's all said and done, he's one of the greatest players I've ever seen play and a unique skill set. But at the same time, like, he's got a bad rap. I don't want to say a bad rap. I mean, he's built his own rap. I mean, when he went to Brooklyn, I mean, it didn't work there. It's not working here.
Well,
he went to Golden State and joined a team that had already won titles, and so I don't know, man. I think the thing I don't love about Durant, he's just a little too cool. Cool customer, you know, he's just kind of too laid back for me sometimes. So the fact that he got into it and said something, I'm actually glad of that. It's too little, too late, most
you know
likely.
What gets me, you know, Kevin Johnson back in the day was the star of the Suns, right? Charles Barkley comes and overshadowed him, Tom Chambers, Marley.
Yeah.
And you know what they did? They all stepped back and said, hey.
Yeah, you're the man.
You're the go ahead. You go right ahead. And guess
actually,
what?
They probably liked it because KJ never really wanted to be that guy.
No,
you know?
That's true.
Bradley Beal, 15 minutes, 0 points.
Okay, he's got to go to another team.
No one wants him. He's making $50-something million a year. Devin Booker struggled a little bit. He had 17. He did have 8 assists, though.
Well, okay, I'll take that.
Nick Richards, the guy they traded for, 16-7, 16.7 rebounds.
Okay, that's doable.
Ryan Dunn didn't play again. It's been interesting.
Where's Colangelo? Like, you know, he would never have that problem on his team.
Plumlee had 14, had a decent game. Mason Plumlee. Mason, he's our
Sounds like the trainer.
Royce O'Neal had 12. Man, this team.
Well, you know, I'm not real fond of the Suns right now.
I know, because of Antonio McDyess.
Exactly.
What else? The trade. Bears got an offensive lineman from the Chiefs. I would think the Chiefs need all the offensive linemen they can get for a fourth-round pick. And there's just a lot of draft chatter. It's not there just yet. But the guard they got is an all-pro. I'm just assuming the Chiefs couldn't afford him. That's the business of sports. Time now for this. The morning lineup continues right here on Money Radio. And don't forget, every day following our show, Business for Breakfast, my buddy Steve Durich, host of Mastering Money, comes on. He calls it the Common Sense Financial Hour. Of course, that show is heard every day at 8, 11, and then again at 5 right here on Money Radio. Right now, we're going to check in with Steve to see what's going on for his daily updates. My pleasure to welcome Steve Durich. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Mark. How you doing? Albert Einstein said, "We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking that created them. Until you see money in a different way in retirement than you did before you retired, you'll keep getting that queasy feeling of uncertainty about your money. You know why? Because life is not certain. There are so many twists, turns, and surprises ahead of us that we can't see right now, politically, personally, and financially, that we can't possibly predict where all things are headed. You can only control what you can control. Thankfully, your investment choices are the one thing you can control. You don't have to settle for a one-size-fits-all, good-enough-for-you cookie-cutter portfolio. That's what you get from the big-box brokers. You are uncertain about your financial future at times, especially when markets falter, because you know you only get one shot at getting this thing right at this stage of your life. There's no time for do-overs. Because you are subconsciously or consciously doing the math in your head, you know that your current plan may not be taking you where you want to go. You want more certainty, more concrete solutions to problems, and more guarantees. And so does your wife. As a retirement age investor, are you willing to bet your farm on the stock market never going down again in your lifetime in a big way? Can we really say we have seen the last 2008. There's never going to be another year like that, right? Well, the job of an engineer is to assess and analyze every aspect of a project, concentrating not only on what could go right, but more important, what could go wrong. You can't just draw a picture of a house on a whiteboard and build a house. You have to look for weaknesses. You have to address weaknesses. That's called planning. There's an old saying that at birth, you look like your parents. At death, you look like your choices. No one is quite sure where the market will end up this year or in 5 years, which is why smart people today, in greater numbers, are choosing to add a pension dimension to their financial plans as a backup. They want to know that a certain part of all the money they will ever have after retirement is safely protected from market loss and can pay a very high guaranteed income that they can live on and live it up on from now on, no matter what. Come and see me in Scottsdale or go to meetwithstevefree.com.
You retire only once, but retirement strategist Steve Jurich and his team at IQ Wealth Management help people retire every day. Whether you're retiring early, late, or on time, you want a plan that is clear, easy to understand, and within IRS rules. You want truly effective strategies based on common sense solutions that are proven and designed by an experienced fiduciary with your best interests in mind. For a clear financial plan that can lower your risk and lower your fees while increasing your income and net worth, make the smart call to accredited investment fiduciary Steve Jurich in Scottsdale. There's no charge to meet, but appointment times are limited. Call 480-902-3333. That's 480-902-3333 or visit IQWealth.com. Steve, great stuff as always. Thanks for your time, bud.
Hey, and always, thanks for the time, Mark. Mastering Money coming up next.
Yep, and in just a few minutes. By the way, I left two stories out. Saquon Barkley, two-year, $41 million contract extension with the Eagles. Highest paid running back in NFL history. The first to make 20-plus per year. Good for him, man. I like Saquon. And LeBron James scored his 50,000th point. Thanks to our guests today. By the way, markets are kind of just hanging. Russell 2K is up 0.5%. There's your good news. Abigail Ross Hopper from SEIA, Solar Energy Industry Association, joined us. Thanks to Kim Roach, the founder of the Starlight House, our business leader spotlight. And thanks to Steve Jurich. His show, Mastering Money, is coming up next. For James Tidwell and Mark Asher, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Don't forget Stump the Chump and more tomorrow at 7, B for B. Goodbye.
Money Radio thanks you for being part of Business for Breakfast with Mark Asher. You can be a bigger part by joining us on Facebook and Twitter using B4B/BHX. For more on the markets, the world of business, and interesting guests, join us tomorrow morning on the Valley's only full-time station devoted to your money and how to make it, spend it, and invest it.